Bratwursts sizzle on one of the many grills set up in Miller Park's massive parking lot before a recent game between the Brewers and Minnesota Twins. Many here seem happy just to hold tailgate parties, as fans did for decades outside the now-torn-down Milwaukee County Stadium. Tailgater Tom Oskey wishes the Brewers were playing better, but he says for now he's not upset that some of his tax dollars are going to help what may be the worst team in the Brewers' 32-year history.
I mean, some seasons are down seasons and some aren't. So, you know, I mean, it'll bother me if it's 4 years from now and they still haven't done anything. But at this point, you know, somebody has to have the worst record in the league, I guess.
Inside Miller Park, you can also find fans who are trying to look on the bright side. On this night, two young women, Megan and Mindy, have section 407 of the upper deck to themselves. Both say they still come to Brewers games because they love baseball. And the smaller crowds this year suit them just fine.
You don't have, like, rowdy people, like, screaming in your ears or anything?
Well, you don't have to be, like, moving for the other people, like, when they're, like, if they're trying to get in your aisle or something.
But in one of Miller Park's designated smoking areas, fans gather in a hallway for a cigarette or two and complain about the team. A young woman who calls herself Erin says she doesn't know why the Brewers can't just go out and buy all the good baseball players. Erin works at a local Hooters restaurant, where a positive approach is practically part of the job description. She says the Brewers' current players, including outfielder Matt Stairs, need to change their on-field attitudes.
Get your players a little more into it. Make them look like they're having fun. Because I watch, like, we're in right field right now, and I'm watching Stairs, and he doesn't even look like he's having a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Brewers first baseman Richie Sexson and shortstop Jose Hernandez have been named to the National League All-Star team. But at most home games, the biggest cheer seems to be for the sausage race, featuring four people dressed as a bratwurst, Polish and Italian sausages, and a hot dog. The team says it's well aware that even costumed sausages might not be enough to draw fans to see a cellar dweller after the All-Star break. So the Brewers have lined up a long list of promotional events for future games. Brewers Marketing Vice President Laurel Preeb is also the husband of Team President Wendy Selig and is the son-in-law of Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig. Preeb says the occasional sausage race will even be complemented by a Mr. Potato Head giveaway night.
Kids have grown up for how many generations with it? I remember it as old as I am. And that really says something to the staying power of Mr. Potato Head.
Preeb says the Brewers may exhibit that kind of staying power and still draw 2 million fans this year. That'd be a drop in attendance of 800,000 from last year's inaugural season at Miller Park, but it would still be the third largest fan total in team history. Preeb says if the Brewers are more competitive in subsequent years, they can get back up to about 2.5 million customers. A 20-something fan named Jordan seems especially eager for the Brewers to succeed and give fans a reason to visit Miller Park.
Yeah, they need to put some W's up and have the World Series at this thing, because that's how beautiful it is.
On Tuesday evening, the stadium will have to settle for being the site of Major League Baseball's 73rd All-Star Game. I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.